Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Have you ever wanted to have a real-life do-over? Tell us about it. 404-263-0941. It's that big moment or special occasion, and it all got screwed up. How would you redo it? Join the show for group therapy, 404-263-0941, because I screwed something up. So last week was my wedding anniversary. My husband Grant and I have been married 9 years, and we were really excited to celebrate that.
Yeah, I lost that bet.
Thanks, Mark.
That took me a minute.
And so we decided to splurge and go out to a super fancy dinner. We went to a place called Lazy Betty. It's in Candler Park, and it's like a top-rated restaurant in the United States, like Thrillist. Just put it on like a top 10 new restaurants of the year, whatever. So this is anniversary prices, right? So we're going for the splurge. It's super fancy.
You're not ordering by number.
Exactly. And so we're really excited about it. And every single year on our anniversary, we have this question that we ask each other, which is, how can I do better? And so each one of us, every year on our anniversary, at our anniversary dinner, we ask that and we go through it and whatever. And so we started talking about trying to make more time for each other. And this is where I started to screw it up.
Oh, no.
Because I started talking about how we don't have time for each other because we have two big jobs and we are so stressed with work and that we're trying to do it all. So I just go off on this deep end diatribe about how overwhelmed I am and how stressed out I am and how I don't sleep enough, and because I don't sleep enough and he doesn't sleep enough. I mean, I just went there. It was like this waterfall of my stress that just dumped all over our anniversary dinner table. So I want to redo. Mark's over there laughing.
I guess so. I mean, dear God, what else can you complain about, woman?
He's asking you, what can I do better? And he's thinking you're going to say, you know what? I could probably keep my car a little bit cleaner. Not so many piles of laundry around the house. And
but
you just went
like,
straight therapy on him.
I did. I went straight therapy. And it's like the first time that we had a chance to sit across from each other and really talk about what's going on. And I'm like, you know, everybody in my life says, I don't know how you do it with two kids and waking up so early and doing the job. And I was like, I'm not doing it okay. And it was like verbal, emotional vomit all over the table. And so here's the deal. I would like a redo, because I'd like to have that conversation with my husband, but just not at our super fancy, lovely anniversary dinner.
Right.
So I wanted some guidance on, like, how can I redo it?
Yeah.
And if you've ever redone a moment in your life, or you've ever wanted to redo it, maybe it will just help me feel better in group therapy this morning, if you could tell me what you would redo.
I got one for you. I would love to redo my proposal.
Okay, I want to hear about that. 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy, because I royally screwed up my wedding anniversary dinner. And if there's something you would redo, I'd love to hear yours as well. All right, proposal. Why would you redo it?
Because in my mind, it was the perfect setup, and it was beautiful, and everything was great, but it was clunky, and it was awkward. Now, look, she said yes. So the end result was what I was looking for.
Yeah.
But I would like to redo it and make it a little bit more memorable. Like, the big thing was, I always asked my wife, Gretchen, I said, what is your favorite moment, your perfect spot? And she said, being at the marsh, St. Simon's, with the sun going down during wine time. And I said, perfect. So we were at this beautiful house overlooking the marsh, sun's going down with a glass of wine. Well, I rushed it because she was in the shower. And I was like, come here. Need to take it to the front porch. Her hair is soaking wet. The family's there.
Oh,
they're trying to get dinner together. I'm like, Gretchen, come here. Quick. We got like 2 minutes. Hey, listen, you're awesome. Oh, crap. And I love you. And then her mom comes walking out on the front porch. What are y'all doing? Go back inside, Mary. I'm trying to propose to your daughter. And then, hey, you want to? All right, good. Oh, God. I mean, it just felt clunky.
Like rushed.
Yes. You had it in your mind like it was going to be this perfect painted picture.
Yes. I wanted to, because, you know, whether you believe it or not, all guys think about how they're going to propose to their girlfriend, future wife. And in my mind, it was the perfect setup. In reality, I was sweaty and out of breath trying to catch the last few minutes of the sunset.
All right. So what's the moment that you wish you could redo in your life? Join us for group therapy, 404-263-0941. Your stories after Post Malone on Star 94.1. This is Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Have you ever wanted to redo a real life moment? Tell us about it. 404-263-0941. Asking because I really royally screwed up my wedding anniversary dinner. I just was feeling so stressed out. And my husband and I each and every year always ask each other, how can we do better? And my answer was, we could make more time for each other and just having like date night or just time for us like one-on-one. And that led me down a path of not having enough time for each other and how stressed out I was. And I just like verbally vomited all of my stress and anxiety all over this beautiful wedding anniversary dinner. So I need a redo. Do you need a redo in your life? 404-263-0941.
Was it a scene where like the servers have like a cake ready for you, a happy anniversary cake, but they're hiding in the corner? They're like,
not
she's crying.
That bad.
Do we go now? No.
I just feel like I just should have maybe not done that. All right. So Regina is calling in from Cumming. Hey, Regina, is there a life moment that you would redo?
Oh, totally. I wish I could redo my engagement and say no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I found out my fiance snores like to wake the dead, and I can't take it.
So you would say no to marrying him now that you know he snores?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Oh, absolutely, in a heartbeat.
There's bigger problems than snoring.
Oh, come on.
I don't know, y'all.
I'm not sleeping.
Snores.
She can't sleep.
I'm not sleeping.
Go into another room.
Like a double foot wall between the two of us.
So, Regina, I'm guessing before the engagement, you guys never had a sleepover, so you didn't know this?
No, he was really, he's kind of traditional and was really adamant about us not moving in with one another, you know, beforehand. And not spending the night. So now that we're engaged, things have changed a little bit, and I've gotten a taste of it, and I can't take it.
So are you going to back out, or are you just questioning saying yes?
To be completely honest with you, I don't know. At this point, all I know is I'm not sleeping whenever I'm with him, and I don't know. He doesn't seem particularly interested in trying to address it. So.
And girl, you are staring down the barrel of the rest of your life dealing with that.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, I know this sounds shallow, but I'm with Regina because I dated somebody one time and found out they snored, and that was it. I broke up with them. I was like, no, not going to do it.
See, and I was going to say the same thing about her. That is extremely shallow. Mm. Have you thought about, or has he thought about, rhinoplasty?
Seriously? You want the dude to get a nose job? That was a serious question.
I mean, yes, and I'm serious about that. I mean, any excuse for me to have cosmetic surgery, I'm all about it. You want a third ear? Sure, let's try it.
Wow.
Want your lips bigger? Mm-hmm, let's try that too. Man. But seriously, have you or him thought about rhinoplasty?
I have not chose the idea. Perhaps that's the next step. Do I do that with a brochure? How do you suggest?
I mean, just present it, you know. You need a new nose.
Is that something you can register for, a sleep study? Put it in the china and the Tupperware and a sleep study. You know what? Listen, this is the rest of your life. True love, if you really love this guy, you'll look past this. As a snorer, as someone who snores, God bless my wife. I have been elbowed in the ribs more times than I can count.
She
puts up with my snoring every night.
I would kick you to another bedroom. Really?
But is it worth breaking? Yeah. Is it worth
Thank
breaking
you so
off
much
an engagement?
For the call, Regina. We appreciate you.
Because you snore?
Good Thank luck. You.
Shallow.
I'm telling you. I mean, Shallow. you're not married yet. You're engaged.
Wow. And then what are you going to tell people? What happened between you and Steve or whatever his name is? He snored.
And then everyone's going to judge you.
I know you think it's shallow, but look, she's not sleeping. What if it were the other way around and you didn't sleep all night long?
Go to marriage counseling and then go to a doctor and then get it taken care of.
And
true love should not be defined by snoring.
That CPAP machine is just so attractive.
Yeah, it is, ain't it? You're walking around looking like Snuffleupagus.
That is super hot right there. Atlanta, Star 94.1, this is Jen and Friends. Group therapy this morning, talking about those moments you would want to redo. And we heard from Regina, who said she would redo saying yes to her engagement because her dude is a snorer and she didn't find out until afterwards. Well, Andy in Canton is calling with some advice. Hey, Andy.
Hey. So I actually have sleep apnea, and my wife told me if I didn't have my sleep apnea machine, we would not be married.
Wow.
And yeah, I snore like horribly. When we were dating, I was like, I have this machine, but she was like, oh, really? And after, like, the first night, she's like, okay, this is cool, because she's dated guys that snored like chainsaws that would not address it. But I used to work in the industry, and the amount of health risks that are associated with sleep apnea, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, is astronomical. So he really the advice I would give her is just be honest and say, listen, your health risks are not worth not having that.
And you say that your wife is totally cool with the sleep apnea machine?
Oh, yeah. So it actually, she says it sounds like an ocean breeze.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
She jokes and she says, you're putting your snorkel on.
I love it. And she doesn't want to kill you in the middle of the night every night. This is a benefit.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome, Andy. Thank you so much for the advice and the call. Some text coming in, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
Coming in from the 865. Put your name on these. We want to give you credit, but it says, I'd like to redo a night in Clearwater with my best friend. I should have given him a chance.
Oh.
Here's what I read into that one. They're at the beach, a little vacation, they're just buddies.
A little
overserved on daiquiris. He's maybe trying to, he never having a huh. And then she's like, ain't going to happen. And then she gets home and she's like, should have happened.
Could have, should have.
Yep, that's it.
Also got a text from a 770 that said, I wish I could also redo my proposal to my wife because I did it on the scoreboard at a college baseball game.
That's a cute proposal.
No, it's not.
If they both love college baseball, or maybe that's how they met?
No, I want to get more information from this person. A college baseball game?
Maybe,
like big
maybe
screen
not.
Proposals. I'm sorry, I know this isn't going to sound fair because I work for the Braves, but I don't like big screen proposals because you're inviting.
You feel like it's been done.
It's been done. I think it's easy. And plus, when I mentioned it to my wife, she said she would say no if I tried it.
I don't blame
the person. Caught up in minutes.
don't.
All right. I've got an update for you on our Christmas miracle. About half of the things on our wish list are already taken care of. If you want to be a part of a big surprise, text the word miracle to 51539 and we'll bounce you right back with a link to the entire story. 51539, text miracle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.